Have you ever stopped and wondered, what really turns musical talent into something truly extraordinary, like world-class achievement?
Yeah, how does that initial spark get fanned into this undeniable fire?
Exactly. And that's the question we're really diving into today. Our focus is on Alina Rossman. She's a renowned piano teacher and, well, an educator whose work seems to hold some clues to that transformation. So for you, our listener, think of this as your shortcut. We've spent time sifting through a bunch of sources, articles, testimonials, insights into her studio and her teaching philosophy.
Which is quite unique.
Right. And our mission is basically to uncover the specific methods, the foundations behind why her students are so incredibly successful. We want to give you a real sense of what world-class music education actually looks like.
And our goal here is pretty precise. We're going to try and connect Alina Rossman's, let's say, unique background, her educational heritage, and her teaching methods directly with the results.
The tangible results.
Exactly. The tangible, often impressive results we see in her students' careers. We want to offer you some solid takeaways, not just about playing the piano, but maybe about effective mentorship and artistic growth in general.
Okay, so let's start unpacking that foundation Alina Rossman brings. It sounds incredibly rich.
It really is.
When we talk about a teacher's background, yeah, performance matters, but with her, it seems like it's about something deeper, this musical lineage. What is so special about it? Why does this history matter so much for how she teaches now?
Well, what's really compelling, I think, is that she holds a master's degree in piano pedagogy and performance. That's significant, definitely.
Okay.
But the real insight comes from her direct connection to this almost legendary tradition. She studied under Viktor Afanasyev.
Right.
And he was himself a distinguished pupil of the iconic Professor Heinrich Neuhaus of the Moscow Conservatory.
Ah, Neuhaus. Now that's a name.
Exactly. I mean, for anyone unfamiliar, Neuhaus taught some absolute giants of the 20th century piano world, people like Sviatoslav Richter, Emil Gils. He basically defined a whole approach, the Russian school, that prioritized not just technical perfection, but real emotional depth, intellectual understanding.
So this isn't just a degree she has.
No, no. It's like a living link, a direct connection to one of the most revered teaching lineages in classical music history. It's quite something.
Wow. That is a powerful connection, a direct line to that tradition. So it's clearly not just about the notes, the technique. It's inheriting a whole philosophy, isn't it?
Precisely.
So how does this deep classical foundation, this historical legacy, actually translate into the classroom or, well, the studio? Our sources say she's based in New Rochelle, New York, but also teaches online.
That's right. Yeah. Online, too, which really broadens her reach.
And importantly, it's not just for, like, the top prodigies, right?
Yeah.
She teaches all levels, from beginners up to advanced players.
Mm-hmm. That accessibility is key.
Yeah, that seems like a powerful mix, that deep background combined with being open to different levels.
It is, and it means her philosophy. It goes way beyond just drilling scales or chords, you know? While that technique is absolutely crucial, of course.
Of course.
She also really emphasizes fostering a student's individual artistic voice. And maybe most importantly, a lifelong love for the music itself.
So it's not a production line.
Not at all. It's about nurturing the whole artist, the mind, the heart, the hands. So students don't just play well technically, but they genuinely connect with music, hopefully for their whole lives. It's a very holistic approach.
That makes sense.
And it seems deeply rooted in that Russian tradition of seeking the soul of the music, not just the mechanics.
And this is where it gets really interesting, because the results, well, they really speak for themselves, loudly.
They certainly do.
Her students aren't just getting good results. They're reaching, like, incredible levels of success on a global scale.
Yeah, international competitions, major stages.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Winning top prizes at prestigious international competitions, performing on some of the most famous stages in the world. This isn't just potential we're talking about. It's proven. World-class performance.
Right.
And we even have specific examples. Her students have played Carnegie Hall. Yeah. I mean, that's just monumental for any musician.
Right.
A dream.
A huge milestone.
But it goes beyond that. Internationally, they've performed at Suntory Hall in Tokyo, Minato Mirai Hall in Yokohama.
World-renowned venues.
And get this, right up to the present, our sources show that just this year, 2025, her students were back in Japan. They performed in those same prestigious halls, Tokyo on March 30th, Yokohama on April 1st. as winners of an international competition.
Wow.
That's not just success, that's serious international recognition at the very highest level.
And what's particularly striking, I think, is that her impact on music education isn't just noticed in competitions. The New York State Senate, for instance, actually passed a resolution honoring her work, specifically with the American Association for the Development of the Gifted and Talented, the AADGT.
Okay, the AADGT.
Yeah, she's the president and musical director there. So that kind of formal recognition speaks volumes about her broader influence in nurturing young talent.
That's significant state Senate level.
It is. And it brings up an interesting question, doesn't it? What do these world famous musicians, people like Martha Argerich, Evgeny Kissin, Maxim Venjerov, what do they see in her approach that makes them offer such high praise?
Right. These aren't names you hear throwing endorsements around lightly.
Not at all. They're giants. And her ability, apparently, to organize these international collaborations, bringing musicians together from different countries, it points to her standing, her authority, really, not just as a teacher, but as a respected figure in the global music community. She's building bridges.
So if the background provides the sort of blueprint and the student achievements are the proof, what actually happens in the studio?
Right, the day-to-day.
Yeah, what's the secret sauce? What's the unique method behind her ability to consistently turn promising kids into these amazing musicians? It must be more than just the lineage. There have to be specific teaching strategies at play.
Absolutely. And when you look at the testimonials, you start to see a clear pattern emerge about her her methodology.
Right.
A student named Zengrong Wang specifically mentions her very individual approach to each student and also her use of different techniques and exercises.
So not one size fits all.
Definitely not. Think of it like, okay, maybe for a tricky staccato passage, she wouldn't just tell everyone do this. She might suggest a specific wrist movement for one student, maybe focusing on arm weight for another, or even a mental visualization for a third. It's highly tailored.
Personalized.
Exactly. Personalized to fit the student's own body, their own way of thinking, their artistic inclinations. It suggests she really understands that every musician's path is different.
That seems crucial, doesn't it? It's not just about hitting the right notes perfectly, but getting students to truly understand the language of music. Things like intonation,
right?
How notes connect.
Mm-hmm. The clarity, the flow.
And articulation, the character of each note.
Mm-hmm.
Tempo, not just speed, but the feeling, the pace, and dynamics, the expressive volume changes.
Yes, all those nuances.
It goes so far beyond just pressing the right keys. It's about shaping the sound, giving it emotion, meaning that's where the real artistry happens, isn't it? Moving from just playing to actually saying something with the music.
Precisely. And that focus on musicality beyond just the mechanics really reinforces what Mr. Heyman Esquire highlighted. He called her an educator in the finest Russian tradition, a renowned pedagogue.
Strong words.
Very. And he emphasized that she encourages students not just to play well, but to play with passion.
Ah, passion. That's key.
It seems to be. It's about cultivating that deep connection, that inner drive, not just following instructions. This is where you really see the legacy of her own teachers, like Neuhaus through Afanasyev, shining through. It's about shaping the spirit of the performance. It's almost like teaching them to converse with the music, not just recite it.
You can absolutely hear that passion in a great performance. And it's definitely something a student takes with them. We even heard from Sofia Bacharina. She was a student with Elena for 13 years.
13 years. Wow. That's real dedication on both sides.
It really is. And that kind of long-term mentorship, it says so much about trust and effectiveness. Sophia specifically highlights Elena Rossman's expertise in teaching the fundamentals to young students, giving them that solid foundation, as she puts it, for success in a challenging industry.
Mm-hmm. Building from the ground up.
Exactly. It's about patiently building that unshakable base over years, so when they tackle harder stuff later, the basics are just intuitive.
And that careful foundation work seems to pair perfectly with that adaptive approach we talked about earlier. Mm-hmm. Sophia Bacharina also mentioned how Elena guides students through technically challenging passages. She suggests various techniques to enhance virtuosity until we find the one that works best.
Until we find. So it's collaborative.
Exactly. It's not about her imposing one single right way from a textbook. It sounds much more like a dialogue, an exploration with the student, considering their unique physical build, their musical instincts.
That makes sense.
It ensures they don't just become technically proficient, but that their growth feels natural, personalized. It lets their own unique virtuosity kind of blossom organically, rather than being forced into some preset mold.
Like giving a painter a whole palette of brushes and techniques, not just one standard brush.
That's a great analogy, yeah. And teaching them how to discover which tool best expresses their vision.
So we've really taken quite a journey today into Alana Rossman's world. We've traced it from this incredible musical lineage.
That Newhouse connection.
All the way to her students performing on huge global stages. Carnegie Hall, Suntory Hall. And we've seen how it seems to be fueled by these deeply personalized, passion-driven teaching methods. It's quite a picture.
It really is. And what stands out most clearly to me again and again is how her teaching isn't just about mastering technique, though obviously that's a massive part of it, and the results show it.
Right. The technique is clearly world-class.
But it seems equally, if not more, about cultivating this deep, lasting connection to the music itself. A genuine, lifelong love and understanding.
A holistic approach.
Yeah, exactly. Fostering the technical, the emotional, the intellectual, the intuitive, all of it together.
Right.
That seems to be the real signature of her success and her impact. She's not just producing players. She's nurturing artists who feel deeply and communicate powerfully.
So for you, the listener, maybe something to think about is this. In a world just overflowing with information, online tutorials, resources everywhere, what's the irreplaceable role of a truly dedicated, insightful mentor? Someone who provides that kind of sustained, personalized guidance, not just in music, really, but in any field where you're trying to turn talent into real mastery. What's the ultimate value there?
And maybe building on that, think about how this combination we've seen, you know, the profound educational roots, the personalized teaching that values passion alongside technique, and that unwavering commitment to fostering a love for the discipline, how that mix can truly elevate a craft into, well, an art form.
Yeah.
Are there specific lessons or maybe principles from Alana Rossman's approach that you could potentially apply to your own learning, or maybe even if you mentor others, regardless of what field or skill you're passionate about? Something to consider.